Talk about the greatness and the awesomeness of the Leil HaSeder. When the Leil HaSeder, you know, the Sfarim tell us that even though normally the Derech in Avodas Hashem is Sur Meirav HaAseh Toiv, but the Seder of the Leil HaSeder, there's such a level of Kedusha that the Seder is not Urchatz and Kadesh. Kadesh and Orchatz. Kadesh is the Kedusha. Orchatz is to cleanse yourself. Normally, a person wants, like we spoke this with the Pesach Shabbos in the Medrash in Mitzayra, where it says, "Levelarosha Amar Malacha Lesaper Chukai." The Kodesh Baruch Hu says, if you use your mouth lera, why should you talk lechukai? First, you have to be beyond Tarasai. The Mitzayra has to be Mitara himself, and then he can first speak Hakadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. But the Leil is Kadesh Chag. The Laila, the Pasuk in Yeshaya refers to Kilel his Kadesh Chag, like the Laila of the Kedusha Sachag. Over there, the Kedusha is so awesome, it's Kadesh and then Orchatz. But what's interesting is that it's important to prepare for the night. The Pasuk says, Hashir Yihye Lochem Kilel his Kadesh Chag. The Shir is going to be, what Shir are we talking about? The Shir Lasad Lava is going to be Kilel his Kadesh Chag, like the night of Pesach. So what does it mean the Shir Lasad Lava is going to be the night of Pesach? The level of Shir that a person, the Dveikus that a person has in the Shir, in the Leil is Kadesh Chag, that's what the Shir Lasad Lava is going to be. And if a person doesn't involve himself in the Leil is Kadesh Chag, he doesn't involve himself in the Seder, so he won't have such a time. He won't have any time in that Shir Lasad Lava, the Shir of the Yom of the Geula. The Haggadah starts, I really should say, in some Haggadahs, the Haggadah starts with Holach Ma'anya. Holach Ma'anya, it's not so clear that it's certainly not part of the original Haggadah. The Lashon of Holach Ma'anya is not any Braisa, it's not any Medrash. Holach Ma'anya clearly was incorporated in the Haggadah much later. In fact, that's one of the reasons why it's B'Lashon Arami, and it's not B'Lashon HaKodesh, because that was the vernacular that they spoke. Pashtus in the early Zman of the Rishonim. We all familiar that the Lashon of Ho Lach Ma'anya, there's a machloik, is Ho Lach Ma'anya and Ki Ho Lach Ma'anya. Ho Lach Ma'anya is a famous vort from the Gra, that Ho is also the Lashon of Hey. Hey Lach Ma'anya, the chilik between Matzah and Chometz, they both have a Mem Tzadi in it. The chilik is the Hey. Ho Lach Ma'anya. The hay, the difference between the hay and the ches. Chometz is ches mem tzadi, and matzah is mem tzadi hay. So the chilik, the hay lach ma'anya, the goin says that little rega, that little lay, that little difference between a hay and a ches is mamash a little bit. It can go from chometz to matzah. It can go from matzah to chometz so quickly. It's a fascinating thing. We talk bechlal about holach ma'anya. Just as you want to share the idea, it's called Lach Ma'anya, poor man's bread. Now it's not only poor man's bread, some say Anya is a lashon of inoy, of affliction, but also the point is that Holach Ma'anya is the pshat that there's no chametz in it. It's Anya, it's poor bread. There's no fluff in the bread. The bread is totally flat. There's no ruach in the bread. So there's no se'er shebi'isa. We're all familiar that the chametz represents the Yetzer Hara. It's brought from the Arizal that if a person is nizer from a mashahu of chametz on Pesach, he doesn't even have a mashahu of chametz bechlal on Pesach, so that person, it's muftach that he's not going to be chayte the whole year. He'll be noki michet the whole year. So I saw remez today, a very interesting remez. The Gemara Nedarim tells us, that if a person makes a neder not to sleep for 3 days, it's a neder that's Iyav Shalikayim. Why? Because a person can't not sleep for 3 days. It's not Shaykh to not doze off for 3 days. And if a person makes a shvua not to eat for 7 days, so that person cannot live. A person will die if he doesn't eat. He doesn't eat anything for 7 days. So I saw today that the Pshat is Azoy. We all know that the chametz represents the food. Every food, there's a ruchni as part of the food, and there's a gashmi as part of the food. There's a part that the Yetzer Tov is nana from, the part the Yetzer Hara is nana from. The chametz is what the Yetzer Hara is nana from. But if we don't have even a mashu of chametz for 7 days of Pesach, so it comes out, that's like in Yishvu, I'm not going to eat for 7 days. A person doesn't eat for 7 days, what's going to happen? He's going to die. In Mela, the Yetzihara dies. Yetzihara dies, doesn't have the mashu of chametz. In Mela, this person's muftach, that's the pshat in the Arizal, that it's muftach, that he's not going to have, he's not going to be chayte the whole Pesach, the whole year. What's a fascinating thing is that the Sfarim tell us that in the gears of Kiha Lachma Anya, Kiha is the gematria of Chav Vav, which is the gematria of Yudke Vav Ke, the gematria of 26. And it's brought for many that the reason why Holachma Anya and the whole Seder starts with the Lashon of Arami, I've said this over many years, many times, I think, is that we all know that the Rishonim tell us that Malachim don't understand Lashon Arami. Tosfos discusses it on Daf Gimel in Brachas, in Gimel Amud Aleph, that Kaddish is the tefillah that the Amin Yehem Eshmei Rabbah is the tefillah that the Malachim are jealous of, right? Because they don't understand Arami. So normally, a person's tefillah, the tefillah goes, and the tefillah, the Malachim bring the tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But B'Lashon Arami, it goes directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the reason why it says B'Lashon, if we use the Lashon Arami in the beginning of the Seder, is to show that we realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is at the Seder with us. No Malachim, no anybody, no Shluchim, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu with us. We're together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the Seder. And I saw today a haflodik, a remnant from the Tver Shloima. Tver Shloima says, if you look all the way at the end of the Seder, at the end of the Haggadah, we say a piyut of Amartem Zevach Pesach L'Hashem. If you look in the piyut of Amartem Zevach Pesach L'Hashem, the last keta, Kohol Kinsa Hadasa Tsoim L'Shalish. The Kohal Hadasa, who's that? Esther, gathered together the Tsoim L'Shalish. They fasted for 3 days. And it was Tzumo L'Hashash Yom was Pesach, Leil Pesach. Roish mi beis Rosha mochatz le beis Chamishim. Shtei ei lerega tovi le'utzim. To oiz yotcha tovi yirecha kilel his kadesh chag. So the Tver Shloima says, what exactly, what's the pshat? That we all know that the gzeira of Haman was going to be when? It was going to be Yud Gimel Adar. It was 12 months henceforth. This is Nisan, it's the beginning of Nisan. Why is the pshat that she had made it that they had a fast mamish on? That they had a fast on the Leil HaSeder? He says a dover noir. He says that Esther knew how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu was nene, and the roishim b'shamayim, the roishim that the Seder makes b'shamayim, the Leil HaKadosh Chag, that roishim that it makes in shamayim, they're waiting. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for us to make the Seder. And she realized that if she would create a fast, it would be create a tremendous rash b'shamayim. That's the pshat yoshtet balayla hahu nodedosh nas hamelech. What's the balayla hahu? That's the layla. That's the Leil HaKadosh Chag. The layla of that was the Leil HaSeder. That was not the Shasem, it was Ma'ir HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mis'avet, the Klal Yisroels, avoid the Klal Yisroels. That's the Roshim that our Seder makes. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there. The Kiho Lach Ma'ani, in the beginning, according to that Gersa, is the Gematria of Yudke Vovke. It's a fascinating thing, actually. It's brought from the Avud Ram. It's a little strange. Holach Ma'ani, Kol Dichvin Yesev Yechol, Kol Dutzrich Yesev Yivsach, right? It's a little bit late in the game. What exactly are we doing over here? So it's brought for a very interesting Stam Azoy. It's brought from the Avud Ram, a Rishon, that he would send all his Bnei Bayis outside. Before the Seder, we call them as, and then he would call them in, called Dichvin Yesev Yisach, called Ditzrich Yesev Yechel, called Ditzrich Yesev Yivsach. We've said in years past, just at the beginning, the first Seder was when? The first Pesach was the Pesach when the Malachim came to Avram Avinu. And how did that first start? How did the first Pesach start? Lushi Vasiugos. It starts with Achnasas Archim. It starts with Matzah. We chamit. Whoever needs the Malachim. Melu. We start to say that. We start to hold. That's the whole beginning of Klal Yisrael. That Avraham Avinu is being mispassed, and he's going to have Zera. So that starts with Holach Ma'anya. The Seder starts with Holach Ma'anya. Briskirov has a diak in the Holach Ma'anya. The Holach Ma'anya says Kol Dichvin Yesei V'Yechol. Anybody who's famished, who's mamish, who's yesev yevel, should come eat. And called ditzrich yesev yivsach. Anybody who needs yesev yivsach. What's the pshat in the order that we say first your berov and then you need? Why don't we say kol disur yesev yivsev and kol dichvin yesev yechol? So he says like this: Arvib sachem samach lemincha. The person's not allowed to eat. The person has to come to eat matzah b'teyavim. But the Pesach was eaten all the way at the end. Pesach is eaten al ha'soiva. We start off kol dichvin. Whoever is ro'ov, who wasn't eating a whole day, afilo ani shabi yisrael yechol ashi yesev. He is yesev yechol. He should come eat. And kol ditzrich, whoever needs to have Pesach, is yesev yivsev. We've also said in years past that it's a little bit modern. If we're talking in Lashon Aramis, we're talking in Golos. If we're talking in Golos, what's V'yesev V'yivsach? There's no Korban Pesach. So we'll rather talk about that there was Korban Pesach in Golos until Korban Beitar. So another 70 years, almost 70 years after the Korban Bayis, they were still bringing Mark of the Korban Pesach. We'll see at the end of the show, we'll talk about it. But it's brought by many that in a way, Halach Mani is a little bit of a dirge. It's not an upbeat thing. The point is, we're realizing that we're in Golos and we don't have the Korban Pesach. Mela was saying that Kol Dichvin Yesev Yech, Kol Disvich Yesev Yivsach, that we in Taka don't have the Korban Pesach. Okay, Magid starts. For sure, the Mishnah says Kanha Ben Shoyel. Oh, by the way, another very interesting thing. I saw in the Tzemach the Menachem, old Haggadah. There's a major machlokes. Who wrote the Haggadah? Who's the Baal Mechaber Haggadah? It's very unclear till this day. But there are a few katoyim in the Haggadah that are mamish word for word from the Tana Deber of Eliyahu, from the Medrash of Eliyahu Anavi. So those that say that Eliyahu Anavi was the one who wrote the Haggadah, that's where the Haggadah starts with Ho. Ho, or the Oisius of Eliyahu Anavi. Eliyahu Anavi is the one who wrote the Haggadah. Mishnah says, "Moizim koisheni v'kan haben shoyel, manishtana halayla hazemi kol halaylis." And a person has to know that the whole chi of sipi tzitzrayim, which is a chi of mitzvahs asay deraisa, v'gadat olavincha bayoyim ahu, that chi of mitzvahs that sipi tzitzis mitzrayim has to be done ideally, b'shailu tshuva, with a question and answer. It's also done. It's done in this fashion. It's also done. We have to be maskil b'gnus u'masayim b'shvach, and we have to understand what the reason for that is. There are many reasons that are given, but a major reason, which is a major theme, and it's going to be a major theme of tonight's shir, is that a person has to realize that the leil haseder is the laila when we recognize freedom. But we don't stam recognize freedom, because as the Rava says in the Gemara Megillah, Akati Avdei Achashverosh Hanan, we're not free. So what does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yetzeinu Hashem Elokeinu L'Cheirus Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us L'Cheirus Olam, L'Cheirus forever? The answer is the following. We recognize the following thing. We've said this many. The Gemara Brachas tells us that there were two geulas. There's the geula meorta, and there's the geula during the day. Klal Yisrael brought the Korban Pesach balaylo, but they didn't go out until the next day, until Etzem Hayom Hazeh. But we celebrate the Seder at night. In fact, that's what the Gra learns. Manishtana halaylo hazeh mikol halaylo. It's all mitzvahs we do during the day. Why are we doing it at night? We have to ask the question. Not only will we do it at night, but the geula, the final geula, was when we walked out the next day. The Teretz says that's not what we're celebrating. We're not celebrating a physical geula. We're recognizing that there was a cheirus olam, klal yisrael, the birth of a nation. It wasn't just the birth of a nation. There was a birth of a whole new being, a being that became avdei Hashem. There was no such concept before, and klal yisrael became the avodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're not Avdei Parai, they're Avdei Hashem. Hallelu Avdei Hashem, Beloy Avdei Parai, the Medrash tells us in the first capital of Hallel, the first part of the Hallel that we say, Belel HaSeder, at the end of Magid, and the recognition is that we're Avdei Hashem. And a person has to know that in order to be an Eved Hashem, he has to have one Midah. The Chovas Havavis writes this, it's the entire theme of his third Shar. Shar Avoidas Elohim. He talks about why is a person born. A person has to be an Eved Hashem. Why is he born of parents? This is an unbelievable zach. A person is born of parents because he has to learn Hakaras HaTov. If a person is not a Makir Toiv, he can't be an Eved Hashem. If a person is not Makir Toiv, a person is brought into this world in the way that he's going to be forced into a Midah of Akaras HaToiv, Mele could be Eved Hashem. The Ganze Seder, the theme of the Seder, is not just the Emunah and the Betochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's a recognition of Hakaras HaToiv. And not just the Hakaras HaToiv, not just the Hakaras HaToiv for Yitzhiyah, but Hakaras HaToiv that we are Avdei Hashem. And we're going to talk about this theme a little bit throughout the Shia, but I saw today that the Aruch HaShulchan writes that Manishtan is not a question mark. Manishtana is Manishtana. Ah, how different are we? Halayla azem mikol halaylos. This night we are able to revel in the fact that we're Avdei Hashem. Every week when we come to matzah, tonight we have a mitzvah of matzah, and we're reveling in it. It's Hakaras HaToiv to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It's a statement of Hakaras HaToiv to Hakadosh Baruch Hu that we can act out this our avodas Hashem in this way. So Manishtana is an exclamation mark. It's a very interesting thing. The Mogen Avram writes, we all know that there's a minig b'nei Ashkenaz, not to eat matzah from Rosh Chodesh. But the Isser is on Erev Pesach. It says that a person who eats, Yerushalmi says that a person who eats matzah Erev Pesach is kiboyel arusasa bebeis chamav. The Magen Avram says, but on the 13th, you're allowed to eat matzah. There's no Isser to eat matzah on the 13th. Right? You're just not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. The Chok Yaakov is medayik from the Magen Avram. At the Magen Avram says only on the 13th. What about the night of the 14th? Shteit Erev Pesach in Alarib Matzah. What about the night of the 14th? What about the night of the Bedikah? Can you eat matzah? Make or Adin, you're allowed to eat matzah. So the Chok Yaakov is medayik from the Magen Avram. That you can't, because he says only on Yud Gimel you're allowed to, not on Yud Dal. Not on Lel Yud Dal. The Chok Yaakov is Choluk. It's Mufurish and Mishnah. Shebechol Halelos. That means every night of the year you could eat chametz u'matzah. I guess every night that you eat. I mean, obviously Yom Kippur you can't. But every night that you're allowed to eat, you're allowed to eat chametz u'matzah. Vice dice, on the night of the 14th, you could also eat, not during the day, l'chor araya from this mamish, from the manishtan araya, that one can be a good question to say that somebody asked the shayla and bring a raya from the manishtan. I'm sure that someone will get it. Okay. Also, I want to point out that this whole idea that the Leil HaSeder is a Laila of Hakaras HaToiv and She'ela Tshuva is to bring us to that Hakara. And the truth is, it's a fascinating structure. The whole Maggid is a fascinating structure. It's a question, it's an answer, there's discussion of all the Nisim and the Flois, and it ends with a crescendo. What's the crescendo? Halal Avdei Hashem B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim. It ends with Halal, the first part of Halal. And by the way, Halal is split up. It's a very interesting thing. The Nesivis points out, it's really Yerushalmi, that the first two kapitlach and halal represent the halal of the Ovar. They're the halal of what happened. The rest of halal is a halal of loss of lava. So really, we say the halal shal loss of lava yefter tzofun, because we know that what do? Yachatz, we break off the matzah, and we break half, and we realize that half, the smaller half, is the olam hazeh. Tzofun is miloshin, hidden, with the hidden part of the olam haba, that's loss of lava. That's the halal shal loss of lava, but the halal as a is really the climax of the whole maggid. Ki'ilu, let's understand, what's the whole point of the maggid? The whole point of the maggid is to bring us to the hakara, and that hakara satoiv, and to express that hakara satoiv in the word in halal. The Gemara in Pesachim says a very interesting thing. The Gemara in Pesachim says that Rav Nachman had an eved. And Rav Nachman asked his eved the following thing. He said, what happens? He said, L'doru avdei. He said, if an eved goes and the master goes and gives his eved gold and silver, what should he do? So he says, yeah. So the eved said, he frees him and he gives him gold and silver. What should he do? He says, he has to be meshabechim. He has to be mahal meshabechim. So the Gemara says, patarta miloy manashtana. He patted us from saying manashtana. What's the pshat patted him from saying manashtana? Pshat is like this. The whole point of manashtana was that a person should come out, a person should have a hakoros, recognized. When a person asks a question, you don't understand something, and then you get an answer that gives you that hakara. He already had that hakara, He got that hakara when he told him that you're going to leave if a master frees you when you go out. Mela patati milerma manishtara. That's the point of this hakara satoiv. We say, of course, avodam hayinu lefayr mitzrayim. The answer for the manishtara avodam hayinu lefayr mitzrayim. It's enu Hashem melekeinu mishom yod chazok uvizrayin etuya. We say the ilu lohoytzi hakadosh baruch hu es avoseinu mitzrayim. Hare anu vanenu vnei vanenu mishubadam hayinu lefayr mitzrayim. So we're all familiar. What does it mean if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have taken us out from Mitzrayim? Onu v'neinu v'nei v'neinu would be Meshubit L'Parim Mitzrayim. Why would it be Meshubit L'Parim Mitzrayim? So, we're all familiar with the famous Arizal, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to take us out b'chipozim, because Klal Yisrael was in the Memtes Shar Tumo, and it was mamash at the last Shar, right before the Shar Nun. Mele, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu hadn't taken us out, so Klal Yisrael would have been stuck in Mitzrayim, and Klal Yisrael would never have come out. But the truth is, it's not really so true. Because we would have come out. I'll prove it to you. Because Dasan Vaviron, it says, when Paray said, Livnei Yisrael, Sogar Aleim Amidbor. Right? What is Sogar Aleim Amidbor? When Klal Yisrael left, they're stuck, we have to go, Sogar Aleim Amidbor, we're going to go run after them. What does it mean, Livnei Yisrael? So Rashi says he said Livnei Yisrael, meant about Bnei Yisrael. Targum Yonison says, who did he say it to? Dasan Vavirim. Because Dasan Vavirim didn't go out right away. Dasan Vavirim stayed there for the 3 days of Bnei Yisrael were in the Midbar at that point. Dasan Vavirim stayed there for 6 days. Dasan Vavirim came out later. So you see that they came out. Teretz is the following, Rabbi Sam. Teretz is Bichlal a very strong question. Imri Emma says this. If Dasan Vavirim were able to come out of Mitzrayim, right? So let's understand another thing. Dasan Vavirim saw the Makkos. They saw Kriyas Yamsuf Pashas. They came out after we came out with Mitzrayim. They saw everything that happened. They saw the Mon. They saw Bechul, Bechul, Bechul. How could they have been such chaytim? The Teretz is they fell into the Shar HaNun. If they fell into the Shar HaNun, it's not the Pshat they wouldn't have come out. But they would have been Mishubad. They can't hear anymore. They can't hear anymore. They can't hear the message of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They can't. Memela. Had we stayed there any longer, we would have been subsumed with that Shara Nun, and we would be Meshubadim Lepare Mitzrayim. Meshubadim doesn't mean specifically Lepare. It means that we would have been Meshubadim to the concept of Pare Tawi Yetzahara. And it would really be Medayek Eloshim, Ilu Loi Hoitzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Pshat is, once Klal Yisrael was falling into the Shara Nun, nobody could take Klal Yisrael out. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu could take Klal Yisrael. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have taken us out, we never would have gone out. At that point, only to take us out from the Shara, falling into the Shara, we needed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'loy malach, v'loy, it was only Dafka HaKadosh Baruch Hu could take us out. They went out. But the point is, that's a metaphysical going out. It's not a fear. Once we physically left, so we were out of the Shara Nun, we didn't fall into the Shara. Once they fell into the Shara Nun, they were cut off. They were cut off from being part of Klal Yisrael, or they were cut off from that kasher. And really, there's really another time that the Chavos Das writes in the Haggadah. He says the following thing, a very fascinating thing. Klal Yisrael hat amida von Hakaras HaToiv. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have taken us out, and Paroi would have sent us out, just like the Gemara says, that what's the reason why that Mitzrayim person is not allowed to Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is why? Because you have to have Hakaras HaToiv, that we were gerim in their land. If Paroi would have sent us out, we'd be Meshubitim forever. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that he took us out. Made it that Paroi didn't want to let him send us out. Paroi, at the Pshat, Ilu Eloi, Hoitzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we would still be Meshubit to Paroi and Mitzrayim. That means Meshubit means that we would have a Shibud, we would have a HaKadosh HaToiv, Dika Shibud. So we're being Makat Toiv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we don't have to be Makat Toiv to Paroi. That's the Lord for Yitzhak, Lord Yitzhak, Kodesh Baruch. And it's also by the feel of Kulonu Chacham, Kulonu Nevanu, Kulonu Zkenim, Kulonu Yodim Esa Torah, Mitzvah Lenu Lesapa B'Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. Ma'ar B'Lesapa B'Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim, Hareza Meshubach. Avada Rebshad Ez Azoy. The whole CPT's Mitzrayim is Takanana Limud. If you have Katan Kulonu Chacham, Shnel Tfisa, you can learn very quick. But Rebshad is an expression of Akar Satoyev. You could be the smartest person in the world, you got to be Makatoyev. So if you mire, the more you mire by Reza Meshubach, the next piece, of course, is the famous Maisa, which is the Tosefta in Psachim. Our Lashon is a little different than the Tosefta we have in the Gemara. Thank you very much. raya to this, I'm going to talk a little faster because we don't have that much time. They were mesubin b'bnei brak. It's b'chal an interesting zach. What do they mean mesubin in b'nei brak? Why are we telling us in b'nei brak? Stamazo in b'nei brak. We've said many through some of this. I'm going to say another thing. We discussed this many times. Shishdefayim mesaprim b'yisias mitzrayim kol oisoi halayla. The kasha is a groisa kasha. Layla doch loshin nekeim. Should be kol oisoi halayla, not kol oisoi halayla. Leilois, right? Kol halayloys. Loshen Nekeva, it shouldn't be Oisoi Halayla, it should be called Oiso Halayla. And then, of course, Achibo, Tamidem, Vamru Lohem, Rabbi Sene, Vigi, is man Krishma Shel Shakras. But they didn't know it was Krishma Shel Shakras. Okay, they were Fanumin, they were involved. Of course, there are many, many pens have been broken on this, but I want to say something new, which not so easy to find. Well, it actually is easy to find new things. But Namish on the same words. So I want to share with you a statement by the Radomskim, the Tver Shlomo. And it really dovetails with what we spoke about earlier, with the what we spoke about in Legabe the Megill, Legabe the Maisa with Esther, the Laila of Balaila Anu Nader Dashnas HaMelech. It's also interesting, Shet Balaila Hahu, not Balaila Hahi. It's also Loshen Zoch. It's a Shet Bader Adomska Hafel Dikazach. What's Misaprim Yisayim Besiyus Yisrayim? He says the following thing. The Zoyas state that the Leil HaYetziyah was Laila Kayoim Toyer. That night was as bright as day. It was mamish as bright as day. The Leil HaYetziyah was mamish like a yoim. He discussed over there, it was so bright like yoim, they were able to be mild for the Korban Pesach, all shmuz over there. Mainly he says like this. That Laila called Oysoy HaLaila. Hoyu misaprim, loshim saprim is miloshim sapir v'yahaloim, which is a precious stone, which is bright like day. Hoyu misaprim, they were so in touch with that, with the Leil HaYetziyah, they were misaprim Yetziyah Yisrael, kol oisoi halaylo, until the laylo was like yoim. Yoim is loshim nekeva, loshim zocha. Mele, that's right, kol oisoi halaylo. That laylo became oisoi, was like a loshim zocha. So mele kum techayz was so light. They couldn't tell the difference between when it's Kran's my Kriyishma and not my Kriyishma. Achibo Talmideyem, they said, Higi is my Kriyishma Shal Shachas. And to tell them, Higi is... I guess their light was not as light. I guess you had to be those... Yeah. They were there. They fell asleep, maybe. Okay. But... Kum Tuchoy, Sazoy, Shteynich Sam Soifa, Harabay, Sa Haflu De Gazach. The Gemara in Bava Basra says, "Habravoy, so listen to this. Bnei Bonav Shel Haman Lomdu Torah Bnei Brak. When Rabbi Akiva is given a Ben Gerim, Kum Techayz. Rabbi Akiva is given from Bnei Bonav Shel Haman. That was Lomdu Torah Bnei Brak. And Haman, by through his Gzeira, ended up making that Klal Yisrael didn't have a Leil Haseder with a Laila Shekin. So Mimela, this was that Kiyum." This was a tikkun on that Leil HaSeder. The Leil HaSeder that was Balayla Hu Nadar Dashnas HaMelech. This night was a kiyum of that. That Laila Ahu was a kiyum. This Oisoi HaLaila is that Laila that were misakin that night of Tainas Esther. The truth is that if we go with this theme of Hakaras HaToyev, we have to understand the following thing. Our Hakaras HaToyev is for the Cheirus Olam. What is the Cheirus Olam? The Cheirus Olam is the pshat that we're able to be Avdei Hashem. What is the point of what is the point? The point is to get in touch with what our Cheirus is. That's the whole point. But the point of our Cheirus is what? Is that we're Avdei Hashem. The pshat is, the Talmidim was saying, you reach the point where you can say, you can be Mekabel Olam HaShemayim. Higiyas man Kriyishma Shoshachris is a pshat that in your CPUs in Sraim, Koloise Halaila, that Koloise Halaila, you came to you accomplished your objective. The objective is to get in touch with that Cheiris that a person is that can be Makabal Omach Shemayim with a Reina hearts, would be Makabal Omach Shemayim with that Hakoros HaToiv, Mimela, Higiyas man Kriyishma Shoshachris. This really dovetails with the idea. Remember, we said many years ago, we spoke about this, I said this the last day of this man also, that the Gemara says that Prakton. That a person has sabers, can't be masiv on his back. Why can't he be masiv on his back? It's very unclear. It's machlokes rishonim. Some rishonim say it's a personal choke, but the others don't say anything. They learn that choking is going on the right side, not on the back. More kufches in psachim. So the Mishnah Berurah says it's not a derech of cheres. But I wanted a tie nazoi. The Gemara says you can't be kara kriyishma on prakta. The Gemara in brachas that you base on a base. Mela, since you can't say kriyishma on your back, that can't be the. And Rashi says why? Because that's derech srara of a gaiva. Mela a cheres that's srara of a gaiva that's antithetical to Kabbalah Sahal Shemayim. That's not the cheres of leil hayetziyah. That you can't. Mela, you can't be. That can't be the hesedah of leil hayetziyah. Okay. Later in the Haggadah, I'm just jumping around a little. Baruch Hamakim, Baruch Hu, Baruch Shnasim Torah LaAmi Yisrael, Baruch Hu. Keneged Arba Bonim Dibru Torah. Echad Chacham, Echad Rasha, Echad Tom, Echad Sheni De'Elishu. It's a very modern paragraph. Blessed Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hu, Baruch that He gave us the Torah, and in the Torah it speaks about four bonim. What's the pshat in this? Baruch Hamakim, Baruch Hu, Baruch Shnasim Torah LaAmi Yisrael. So there's a famous word from Reb Chaim. It's kedai to hear again. I don't know if I ever said it. If I did, it's good to hear it. The Reb Chaim said like this, in every discipline, for example, a person learns science, right? There's biology 1, there's biology 2, there's biology 3, biology 4, whatever it is, I don't know, whatever. In accounting 1, accounting 2, intermediate 1, intermediate 2, right? In law, there's business law 1, there's business law 2. There's a different subject, there's a different book, right? The higher you get, you have a different textbook. But in Torah, the same chumash that your kid gets on that chumash party is the same chumash that G'dayli Hadar or Darshan. Right? The Torah speaks to everyone. The Torah is not that. The Torah is so multifaceted. It's a baruch hamokah, baruch hu, baruch shenasim Torah l'am Yisrael, that we have a Torah that speaks keneged arba bonim, not that it speaks about arba bonim. That the Torah can speak to the chacham, it can speak to the rosh, it can speak to the tam, it can speak to any of the elisha. That's the Baruch Shemar, Baruch Hamakom Baruch Hu. We say Baruch Shemar after Chosel Yisrael. We say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shemar is Avtochet to Klal Yisrael. What is the Pshat in this statement of Baruch Shemar after Chosel Yisrael? So we all know Pasha Pshat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shemar, the Avtochet that He gave to Klal Yisrael. What are we thanking Hashem? Avtochet, Hashem promised that Klal Yisrael they would take the map. So we know Shakarish Baruch Hu Chishev Es Haketz Lasos. We all know Ketz that it was 400 years. It was really 190 years. Ketz is 190. That's why they were only 210 years. And Hakadosh Baruch Hu was Mechashev Es Haketz. He made the cheshbon that it should go back to Leidas Yitzchak. The Beis Halevi says a very interesting thing. Beis Halevi says that Chishev Es Haketz is not Stam Chishev Es Haketz. Beis Halevi says Shtei Baruch Shomer Haftachosu. What's the pshat Loshin Hoyve Baruch Shomer? Baruch Shomer Haftachosu. Teretz is. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Chishev Es HaKeitz, he was Megala, what he shomer in all of Klal Yisrael. And the Beis Halevi goes with the Arizal and he says like this, had HaKadosh Baruch Hu not been Chishev Es HaKeitz, had HaKadosh Baruch Hu not Cheshbin from Leidas Yitzchak, what would have been? Klal Yisrael would have been Meshubad from Fire Mitzrayim, would have fallen to the 50th Shaar Tumah, would have been cut off from Klal Yisrael, it wouldn't be Klal Yisrael. His Haftacha, the point is like this, he gives an example. I go and I say I'm going to guarantee you a loan. I'm going to guarantee Reuven a loan. And then Reuven dies. That's it. I have no more shibur. If Klal Yisrael dies, if Klal Yisrael falls into the Nun Shaar Tumah, so the Haftachah to Klal Yisrael, no Haftachah to take them out anymore. Zokta Azoy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chishev Es HaKeitz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made sure that Klal Yisrael would remain Klal Yisrael. Because if Klal Yisrael fell into the 50th Shaar Tumah, it would no longer be Yisrael. That's the Lashon Baruch Shem after Chasen Li Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Shemet to Klal Yisrael, Li Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael remained Klal Yisrael. Zokta Beis Halevi, Adavar Neira. I'm waxing poetic. He doesn't say it this way, but I'm saying it the way I hear it. And you all know that Avram Avinu had a child, Yisrael, out. Yitzchak had a child, Esav, out. Abba from Yisrael, from Yaakov. Ki lo yidach mimenu nidach. Yisrael, afal pishachati Yisrael hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Klal Yisrael was taken out of Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed that he was shomer Klal Yisrael. He was shomer that the pintel yid will remain in Klal Yisrael. And he'll never, no matter how far a person falls, The Eibishter is Baruch Shomer. He's Shomer now after Chas of Yisrael. He's Shomer that a person remains Yisrael. That there's always a point within a Yid that no matter how far he went, he could do all Averis. But there's still a point in him that he can come back. That's our chorus, our toif, our Kodesh Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemer after Kazal to Yisrael, that we thank our Kodesh Baruch Hu, we're blessing our Kodesh Baruch Hu with our chorus, our toif. That's the pshat that he was Sarat Sritim. What does it say? The Medrash says, we all know, Tosfos brings it in Rashi brings it in Chumash, Tosfos brings it in Rosh Hashanah, that when the Malachim came to Avram, what did they do? They were Sarat Sritim, and they said, a year, when the sun comes to this point, right? Yitzchak's going to be born. Why do you have to be Sarat Srita? Teretz says, because 400 years later, had they stayed one more second past that Srita, they would be subsumed in Mitzrayim. And Mela, it had to be an exact cheshbon. So I want to. We all know that the Leil HaSeder, and the Mishnah says, and if we look, we look from Seol Mad, Mafikesh Lav and Arami, with Darshan a parsha of Arami Avirovi. It's a very interesting parsha. I mean, we really should start at Shemois, or Eira, Boy. What are we talking? We talk about Parshas Kisava. Parshas Kisava, we talk about bringing the Bikurim, Arami Avirovi, Vayar Mitzrayim, and we Darshan that parsha. So the Malvim asked the question, why? He said, well, if you started from Shemois, you'd be there till Shavuos. So you have to Darshan a short parsha that has the whole thing. As I stated, Malvim Parshas Pshat. But I was thinking, if it could be that the Pshat is like this. What is Arami Avirovi? What does Rashi say? We're in Yisrael, we're bringing the first fruits, and what are we saying? We go back to Tzeilma, but we got Rami Avidavid. Pshat is the whole parsha, what does Rashi say? Malamed, Shein Chakof Toiv. The ganze parsha of Kisavo is a course of Toiv that Kosh Baruch Hu that he brought us. That's the whole Seder. The whole Seder is being Makir Toiv to recognize that Toiv. That's why we dash in the parsha of Rami Avidavid. I want to share with the Olam, and we go on and we talk about we're jumping around here. We talk about all the Makis. And everyone asks the famous question, right? Everybody asks, what is it? What do you ask your kid to say that? Dam was also a makas. How come it's not makas dam, makas fadeh? How come it's makas becheres? Why is it makas becheres? Right? Anybody have a good answer to that question? Yeah? What's the good answer? Because becheres is not a maka. Okay, and fadeh is not a maka either. Right? Rabbi say, I want to share with you what I think is the absolute emes. And I think I might have said this on the second night of Pesach last year. In the Hakdama to Meseches Smochus, it's called Evel Rabosi. It's the Abraisa with a kasha. State Vayehi Bachatzi Halayla, Vahashem Hiko Kol Bechor Be'eretz Mitzrayim. Okay? So when did HaKadosh Baruch Hu hit the Bechor? Bachatzi Halayla. Uchsiv Kili Kol Bechor. Biyoyim hakoisi kol bechor. In the day I hit all the bechoros. In fact, the brayso astira. What did he? Was makis bechoros at night or during the day? Zok the gemara. Amar Rabbi Yoichan. Zok the brayso. Amar Rabbi Yoichanan. Afal pi shehiko oisam makas moves mechatzi alaylo. Hoisam nafsham mifarferes bohem ar haboiker. Bnei Yisrael, the makis bechoros. Hakadosh Baruch Hu was makid them balaylo. And they expired over the night. They were nafshim with mefarferes over the night. Moshul hedyed oimer nosato pas lenar hoyde esima. If you give pas to a child, you have to tell his mother. So if he did it in the middle of the night, they died in the middle of the night, Klal Yisrael wouldn't have realized. They had to see in the morning that they were dying. The shaila is, why is this a hagdama to Abel Rabosi? The smachas. The smachas starts over hagoyses harei ukechai. That a goyses, the first price is hagoyses, that a goyses is like a chai. So the Nachas Yaakov is the cash, he doesn't understand. What is this hakdom? What's it doing anything? It says Azoy. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that a min came to Rabavo, and he asked him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how could HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes Tomei Lemeisim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu toivel himself? So he asked him, he's a Kohen. The Chuli Truma, when he was Kaver Moshe, when he buried Moshe, how did he, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a Kohen, which is the Chuli Truma, so how could he bury, if he buried Moshe, so how was he Mitar himself? What mikveh did HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mekoyim Mishalaylam, how did he go? So the Rabbi Vohu answers his back, he went to fire, v'chule. Frek, the Nachas Yaakov Akasha, Aleph, why is this the Hakdamah? Beis, why didn't he ask him a better Kasha? He killed the Bechorim. He killed a bechor. So what's the? So he's a kohen. He's going to be metame himself. Zoktazoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was makah them balayla, but they died during the day. The malach hamavis, right? It says ani v'loy malach ani hu, right? And then it says that if the mashkis comes, everybody has to stay inside because the malach hamavis is coming. Which one? Who killed him? Teretz is Davish to hit them. But in the morning they died through the malach hamavis. They were mefarfer the whole day. Memela, that's why at night, what do we say? Hamakeh be'ev rosoi kol b'chayir mitzrayim. Right? That's what we say at night. And what do we say in Ezra's? Kol b'chayirim harogto. Teretz is by day, in the morning they were already dead. At night it was just a big makeh. That's why it's called makas b'chayiris. Because at night it was just a makeh. he hit the b'chayirim, but they didn't die. That's why it's called makas b'chayiris, and it's not called... And the other makas are not called makas because the other makas were they were those things. This is a makah of becheres. It was actually makah of becheres. He hit the becheres. That's why we're madgish makas becheres. I'd like to share with you just as a last thing of two more minutes. We all know that the Rishonim and Rishonim Tzemlech Rishonim talk about the famous kasha at CPC in Israel. It's such a big day. It's such a big mitzvah. It's the mitzvah, you know, we wait for it, we anticipate a whole year. And it's not a small thing, you should know. I saw today also a very interesting thing. We all know that what did Haman say to Ahasuerus? Yeshna am echad b'fuzim b'farim b'na'am, right? They're not Shavuos, right? It says, why, what do they say? They're always saying, kol ayoyim, kol ayoyim, shahi pahi. It's always Shabbos, it's always Pesach. What do you mean it's always Pesach? Pesach is one time a year. Shabbos is once a week. What do you mean they're always saying? Teretz is, have your Shabbos, have your Pesach. But I'm Gansel, a whole year, the whole week is Shabbos. A Yid lives Sunday Shabbos thick, that he can't stand. A person lives a whole year for Pesach, that Haman can't stand. A Gansel, the whole year has to be Pesach thick. Has to be focusing on Pesach. Abin Chsam Sofer state. So there's many things. Why is there no bracha on this mitzvah? The Chassam Sofer says the reason why there's no bracha on this mitzvah, there is a bracha on this mitzvah. The last bracha is the bracha on mitzvah Sipitzis Mitzrayim. Asher Golono v'Golos Abayseinu Mitzrayim. That's the bracha on Sipitzis Mitzrayim. And the Chassam Sofer says why is the bracha? We always make a bracha over Lasiyos, and why is the bracha after the mitzvah? Teretz is there's one mitzvah that you make a bracha after the mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? Tefilas Ger. Because a ger before he makes the bracha, he can't make a shayk shalom service his father. He can only make it afterwards. Memela, over here also, it's a process. Only after the geula can we say can we make a bracha. It was like we became gerim with our geula. But we say a very very peculiar thing in the bracha. We say we should be just like as Baruch Hu to bring matzumar. Kain Hashem alekainu v'kayav v'sedu yagienu l'moedim v'lergolam acherim habam l'kraseinu l'shalim. Smechim bevinyan irecha v'sasim b'avoydosecha v'noichal shom min hazvachim u min hapsachim asher yagia domam that their blood should reach alkir mizbachecha l'rotzim the wall of your mizbeach l'rotzim v'noidil chashir chodesh agul l'osein v'abitus navshein baruch ato Hashem gal Yisrael. What is this lashon asher yagia domam alkir mizbachecha l'rotzim? What is this? Shteit in mitziv. A dover noira. The Medrash brought by Rabbi Yankov Emden says that Bnei Yisrael were makriv the korban Pesach until Churban Beitar, meaning after Churban Bayis from the year 68 until the year 135, till after the Bar Kochba rebellion, they were makriv the korban Pesach. They were makriv the korban Pesach. They were able to makriv Pesach. Obviously, they did it. They were makriv the korban Pesach where? At the Makom HaMikdash. Which would mean that they had to build a mizbeach. Which means they had a mizbeach. If they had a mizbeach, how come they didn't bring any other korbanos? Zokt in etziv, ma'amish adoverner, he says the following. We all know in Zvachim that the halacha is that a zevach, a person has to shech the zevach, l'reach, v'nichoyach, v'chule, v'chule. Right? A person, there are six things that have to be brought, that a person, that a korban has to be brought. One of them is l'reach, v'nichoyach. L'reach, v'nichoyach, l'rotzoy, right? Now, even though it's not ma'akiv, but if it can't be l'reach nichoyach, it is ma'akiv. We say kol aroy lebiya and bila makabe. So if let's say a person didn't do it right, wasn't makabe the carbon, the shem reyach, the shem nichoya. So it's he's yaitz the carbon's kosher. But let's say it's not possible to have reyach nichoya, then the carbon you can't bring. And when Kodesh Baruch Hu destroyed the Beis Hamikdash, what did he say? V'hashimoisi es mikdashechem v'loy ariach b'reach nichoyechem. Hashem said that once there's a churbin, I'm not going to have reach nichoyech anymore. There's no carbon has a reach nichoyech anymore. Mainly, you couldn't bring any other carbon. But there's one carbon that it doesn't say reach nichoyech on. Which carbon is that? The carbon Pesach. It doesn't say anything about isha reach nichoyech. And the reason is the following. Every mitzvah, the Ramban says that the mitzvah of Anoichi Hashem Alekecha, Amun and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is not one of the Tariyag mitzvahs. Why not? Because it's before the Tariyag mitzvahs. It's the Ikar HaAmunah. Every mitzvah is a nachas ruach for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But belief in God is the etzem ikar avoida. Without that, you have nothing. Mele, carbon Pesach is the ikar carbon, which is the carbon that is the ikar hamunah of Klal Yisrael, that made Klal Yisrael into Klal Yisrael. Over there, you don't need reach nichoyach. So, like the Sukkum Techois, you could have a carbon, and you could bring a carbon Pesach. If theoretically we would be able to be Torah and go on to the Har HaBayis, we could bring a carbon Pesach, but it wouldn't be l'rotzeh. That's the pshat. We want what kind of carbon Pesach? We Kenya Yer, bring us to the Mishiv and Zvachim and Pesachim. Asher Yagia Doma Malkir Mizbachach L'Ratzoin. We want that it should be L'Ratzoin, where that HaKadosh Baruch will build the Beis HaMikdash. It won't be Yizman of Churban. It'll be L'Ratzoin, and therefore that's what we're hoping for. And we should talk to Bizoicha, and we should this year we should be able to eat the carbon Pesach. We should bring the carbon Pesach and be able to be Makirvit and be Magia the Doma Mal Mizbachach L'Ratzoin.
Done. I'm gonna make it. Dot in the middle. I only had about 60% left. And no. I got it. Oh, it's good.
We
got it. I just don't log it.
I remember correctly. I think we spoke about it.
Yeah, I got it.